I understand you're kicking off again with World Cup football news.
Yeah, we're now 16 days away until the kickoff of the Football World Cup in Brazil. And the teams from Algeria, Cameroon, Ghana, Nigeria, and Ivory Coast are continuing their preparations. Joining us once again from Johannesburg is our African football guru, David Legg. Good evening, David.
Thank you, Sonny.
David, Africa's five World Cup-bound teams getting ready for Brazil with some international friendly matches. VOA! How about an update for our VOA football fans?
That's right, Sonny. Nigeria, they'll go into action against Scotland in London on Wednesday evening. That's the first of three warm-up matches for the Nigerians. And after that game in London, Sonny, they're heading in your direction. They're going to the United States, which is also a favorite venue, incidentally, of Ghana and Ivory Coast. Then on Thursday, Cameroon are playing Paraguay in Austria, and then an even more difficult match for the indomitable Lions at the weekend. On Sunday, they're going to Mönchengladbach in Germany to take on Germany, one of the favorites for the World Cup. Then on Friday, the Ivorians, Ivory Coast, the Elephants. The tip of many Africans to be the strongest contenders at the World Cup from Africa. They will take on fellow qualifiers Bosnia-Herzegovina. That match will be played in St. Louis in the United States. Voice of America! And then on Saturday, a very attractive pairing in Rotterdam. It's the Netherlands against Ghana, so that'll be Ghana's first outing. Now, of course, Sonny, you should never read too much into these friendly matches because whereas some coaches may field what they consider to be their full-strength side, other coaches, and I certainly would support this, will experiment. Who would be the best centre-back combination? Who are the best holding midfielders? Who are the best wide midfielders? Which is the best striking combination? And that's actually maybe the key word, combinations. What these friendlies will do is they will tell the coach whether A and B are better than B and C, etc. So often in the past, Sonny, certainly I have as a reporter, we can read too much into these friendly results. I was very pleased that Cameroon, the officials there, did not panic after that March friendly in Portugal, when the Portuguese, inspired as always by Cristiano Ronaldo, hammered the indomitable Lions 5-1. Now, I can think back maybe 5 years, the coach, Volker Fink from Germany, would immediately have been fired on the basis of that result. And that would have been so unfair because friendly matches can be a very valuable exercise in testing the strengths and weaknesses of a team in the build-up to the World Cup. So let's all enjoy these friendlies. Let's watch them with interest. Let's analyze the results. But at the same time, remember, they are just that. They are friendlies. Speaking from here in South Africa, we know all too well the pitfalls, Sonny, of friendly matches. Late last year, Bafana Bafana beat Spain, the reigning world and European champions, 1-0, and some people got totally carried away. They thought, now we're the champions of the world. Well, Brazil came in March, and I'll whisper it, it was 5-0 to the Brazilians.
David, you mentioned a few of the African teams coming here to the States where we have just begun the summer season. It gets quite hot and muggy in certain locations. Nigeria will be playing the USA in Jacksonville, Florida, where it can get very hot. How important is it for these teams to acclimate themselves to the Brazilian heat?
Oh, crucial, Sonny. You hit the nail on the head there. And I think that's one of the reasons why they've chosen the United States. I mean, also, I've got no doubt that the facilities in the United States, they're as good as anywhere in the world. And the climate is crucial. I mean, to draw a ridiculous scenario, I mean, you're certainly not going to go to Iceland to prepare for a World Cup in Brazil. It just wouldn't make any sense whatsoever. What you've got to do, Sonny, as you said, is replicate as far as possible. If it's hot and muggy in Brazil, then you've got to go to the hot and muggy places in the United States. Voice of America! I'm generally happy, Sonny. The African teams, unlike some past World Cups where the preparations were, to put it mildly, haphazard, this time they seem to have got their act together. They planned these friendly matches well in advance. I noticed there's a mixture. They're playing some non-qualifiers and they're also playing some qualifiers. I mean, if you look at Ghana, they're taking on Holland, but they're also playing some other countries that haven't made it to the World Cup. I don't think you want to play all tough matches, and I don't think you want to play all weak matches either. If you play too many tough matches, you might just be worn out before the World Cup. And on the other hand, if you win matches 8, 9, 10 nil all the time, you might think you're world beaters before you get to Brazil and then come in for a rude surprise when the event starts. But the United States, Sonny, there's an awful lot of friendly matches taking place there. It's a real treat for all the American football lovers. And I think that's also a tribute to the facilities, because I noticed there are matches in the South, the East, all over the United States. So it's almost like a World Cup before the World Cup, Sonny.
David, how about a look at some recent friendly results?
Yes, Sonny. Apart from the World Cup, other countries have been using this break at the end of the European season in preparation for the Africa Cup of Nations, which, of course, the group stage kicks off in September. And other countries like Mozambique, they've got a match this coming weekend against South Sudan. And it was interesting that Mozambique, who hammered South Sudan in Maputo by 5-0, they went to Faro in Portugal. And they were at the receiving end of a hiding this time. They were beaten 4-0 by Morocco. Very impressive win there for the Lions of the Atlas. This was the first match in charge of the Moroccan side for their new coach, Badou Zaki. He's a goalkeeper. He played in the 1986 World Cup when Morocco became the first African team to reach the second round of a World Cup. He was previously in charge in the mid-2000s. And they reached the 2004 Africa Cup of Nations final, losing 2-1 to the host nation, Tunisia. So Zaki back in charge. And it was 2 goals, Sonny, in each half. So a very impressive win there. Morocco 4, Mozambique 0. In Geneva in Switzerland, Senegal beat Kosovo by 3-1. The Senegalese Lions fell behind. But then a goal late in the first half and 2 early in the second half gave the Teranga Lions a 3-1 victory. At Colombe in France, that's a suburb of Paris, Guinea, you could say, surprised Mali 2-1. I don't think, again, one should read too much into friendlies. But before that game, I think the Malians would have been the favourites of most people to win. They did take the lead after 8 minutes through Sako. But Landell equalized on the half-hour mark, and Yatara converted a penalty with 17 minutes left. So Guinea 2, Mali 1. So those are the 3 friendly results from the weekend.
David, one other friendly result from Monday night in Sydney. World Cup-bound Australia draws with South Africa 1-1. South Africa, of course, the 2010 World Cup host. Your thoughts on this match?
This was a big surprise, Sonny. Bafana Bafana went to Australia basically as lambs to the slaughter. In fact, the Aussie press, and they're never shy to stick the dagger in. And before the game, they said, it's not Bafana Bafana, it's Bafana Bafas. And what they were referring to, Sonny, was the composition of the Bafana Bafana lineup. The coach, Gordon Eggerson, of the original 18 players he chose, 9 pulled out with injuries. I've never known so many players to be injured just before the team headed off to Australia. And I believe the general feeling among the South African media and also among the football public is that perhaps some players were just very, very tired at the end of a long season and they just didn't fancy that long trip down under. And also, Sonny, on Friday night, they play New Zealand in Auckland. The net result of this was that the lineup against Australia contained only 4 at the most of what you would consider to be the first-choice South African side. But they did extremely well. Ayanda Patosi, who plays in Belgium, he scored after 13 minutes to surprise a 50,000 crowd at the Olympic Stadium in Sydney. Within 1 minute, Tim Cahill, now there's a name all our listeners who follow the English Premier League will remember. He gave great service for many years to Everton. He levelled within 60 seconds, and I guess most South Africans felt, well, here goes, now we're going to take a hiding. But it wasn't the case, Sonny. The South Africans battled away. And this has happened often in the past. When Eggerson takes these so-called depleted or weak sides, the spirit level seems to rise. They don't have the big names, but they have a lot of fighting spirit. And in the end, they were pretty deserved holders of the Aussies. And on the basis of that match, Sonny, I'm offering the odds of maybe 1,000 to 1 on Australia winning against Chile, Netherlands, or Spain at the World Cup.
Thanks, David. That's our African football guru, David Legg, speaking with us once again from Johannesburg, South Africa. The National Basketball Association playoffs continue later Tuesday night when the Oklahoma City Thunder host the San Antonio Spurs in Game 4 of the Western Conference Finals. San Antonio leads the best-of-seven-game series 2-1. Oklahoma City got a boost in Game 3 with the return of Congolese forward Serge Ibaka, who had 15 points and 4 block shots. Ibaka missed the first two games of the series with a calf injury. In Game 4 of the NBA's Eastern Conference Finals Monday night, the two-time defending champion Miami Heat defeated the Indiana Pacers 102-90. Miami now leads 3-1 and can advance once again to the NBA Finals with a victory in Indiana on Wednesday night. Superstar LeBron James had 32 points and 10 rebounds in Miami's win.